This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. There are now media reports that President Trump is going to invoke the Insurrection Act of 1807, which, of course, allows the president, the commander-in-chief at the time, whoever it happens to be in office, the power to deploy the National Guard and the United States military to stop an open rebellion against the United States government. This act was passed specifically to grant this power to the president. Congress passed it. It was debated. It was voted on. It was signed into law. And this power has existed in the office of the presidency. And it's a power that existed under Barack Obama. And it's a power that was invoked by Bush Sr., by the way. I think during the LA riots a couple of decades ago. Now, this power, oh, by the way, this is being reported by the Daily Caller, that the Trump administration is considering invoking the Insurrection Act, or is about to. And according to that Daily Caller report, this act will be invoked in order to halt the illegal immigration into the United States and declare the country to be full. Essentially, this is my analysis, not Daily Caller's, but essentially Trump is declaring the illegal immigration into America to be an invasion. And he would be declaring those who are enabling this invasion to be engaged in an insurrection against the United States government. And that's why, in my analysis, I believe that Trump will have to arrest the federal judges who have been shutting down all the restrictions on immigration and open borders invasions. These include the judge in Hawaii and many others. And of course, Trump wouldn't be the first president to arrest federal judges for engaging in acts of treason against America. Abraham Lincoln did so as well, and there have been other cases over the years. But Trump recognizes that America is under attack, that there is a war being waged against America by the insane, delusional, lawless left that wants to see America overrun and destroyed, that has abandoned any semblance of abiding by the rules of elections or law and order, and it's time to defeat the left, and the Insurrection Act gives President Trump the ability to do this. So I'm going to give you a quick analysis here of what I think Trump should do, with the disclaimer that I don't have any special, you know, ties to Trump. I don't have a special hotline where I could call Trump. I wish I did. That would be awesome. Hey, President Trump, send in the military police. You know, I don't have that kind of access. So this is my own analysis. This is not anything official, of course, from the Trump administration. I can't know exactly what he's thinking. But if he wanted to, Trump could do the following things. And these are things that I advocate him doing. He should, in my opinion, have the military police arrest the federal judges who are enemies of America. He should, at the same time, have the military police arrest the CEOs of the tech companies that are engaged in election fraud and violations of the First Amendment. That would mean Mark Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey, Sundar Pichai, whatever, I can never get his name right, at Google, and the other people. And for the U.S. military to temporarily seize control over those online tech platforms only for the purpose of forcing them to restore freedom of speech to the American people and then turning them back over to the private sector to operate. Obviously, we don't want the government running Google or running Facebook or anything like that, but we do want the government to force them using the power that is given to President Trump under the Insurrection Act to force those companies to respect the First Amendment, which is supposed to be a right that's guaranteed to every American citizen. In addition, President Trump must, in my opinion, identify and arrest with military police the journo terrorists who are operating inside the U.S. Media complex. They are not real journalists. They are actually enemies of America. They are treasonous traitors. They have been working with the deep state to try to take down the Trump administration. They are complicit in the Russia collusion hoax, and they need to be arrested and tried under military tribunals. Now, understand that, and by the way, there's more to this. For example, professors in universities who are using their positions to recruit left-wing terrorists such as Antifa, they also should be arrested and tried for treason. Understand that this can all happen once Trump declares that America is under attack. Trump must declare this state of emergency. Essentially, he must declare a state of temporary martial law, and he must deploy the National Guard and the military police and the United States military on U.S. soil in order to take down the enemies of America, the domestic enemies that are carrying out acts of treason in order to try to destroy this country. It's a matter of national security and basic self-defense. Now, I know immediately those of you out there might say, oh my God, we don't want the government to have that much power. Well, the government already has that power. And under the Obama administration, all that power was used against you. And you can bet that the government of, for example, California is using all their power to destroy the United States, to flood the country with illegals, to overthrow the American voters with illegal votes in California, and commit all kinds of other crimes, such as human trafficking, drug trafficking, allowing the communist Chinese to take over the Chinese government and the Chinese media system, and so on. These powers exist. The enemy is using these powers against America. It's time for American patriots to use these powers that are inherent in the office of the presidency and the executive branch to defend America. So it's time to use the power of government on a temporary basis. Understand, this is a temporary basis to defend America against those who seek to destroy it. That's what this is all about. Because if you're not willing to exercise power, once you have it, and Trump has it, and we gave it to him, we put him in office, if you're not willing to exercise the power to defend yourself, then you might as well just, you know, go jump off a bridge or commit suicide somewhere, because someone's going to take you out. And that's what's happening at a global scale. There are enemies of America, such as the United Nations, China, Russia, Iran, and other countries, North Korea, for example, that want to take America out. And they're doing everything they can to destroy this nation. Trump seems to be standing alone in defending America. He wants America to exist as founded. Trump wants to defend our borders. He wants to defend our democratic process. Trump wants to defend the rule of law, to have a court system that's actually fair and applies equally to everyone, where you don't have Hillary Clinton's running around getting off just because they have special protections from a corrupt, lawless FBI that was turned into an illegal spying operation under President Trump. It's time for all the deep state actors to go down. It's time for all the journo terrorists to be arrested, indicted for treason. It's time for all of the governors of sanctuary states and the mayors of sanctuary cities to be arrested and tried with treason. It's time to activate the militia to defend the national borders. It's time to defend America, and Trump seems to be poised to do that. You know, we don't know how he's going to apply the Insurrection Act exactly, but these are things that he should do, in my opinion. It's time to stand up and fight for your country in accordance with the authority granted to you by our commander-in-chief. So what I'm saying is, if Trump orders the American people to go defend the border or to stop the radical left-wing terrorists who are bombing buildings in the cities or setting fire to cities, or maybe they're going door to door trying to mass murder Christians and Trump supporters and white people and patriots and military veterans and so on. If Trump gives the order and says, hey, America, stop the terrorists, defend the borders, help us identify and detain the treasonous criminals who are operating against America, then it is your duty, I believe, to obey that command and to do what needs to be done under the authority of the President of the United States to defend this nation against enemies, foreign and domestic, especially the domestic enemies. Make no mistake, Democrats despise this country. There are anti-American members of Congress now in the House that need to be arrested and tried with treason. Some of their names would be Schiff, Nadler, Ocasio-Cortez, perhaps. I don't know. You decide, but there are people who need to be tried with treason. There are efforts to take down America that must be stopped, and it's clear that the Democrats will absolutely not stop until the president invokes the power that has been granted to him and his office to stop those people through the force of government. You know, the proper role of government is to defend liberty and defend individual rights, defend the First Amendment, defend the Second Amendment, and defend the borders. And this is exactly what Trump is trying to do. None of us want Trump's government to become, anything other than a constitutional republic. But we are damn well going to defend our constitutional republic against those who are trying to destroy it. That's it. Trump is not a danger to this country. Trump is the savior of this country. You know what they say? God doesn't always choose the perfect man, but God does choose the man who's perfect for the job. And that's President Trump. Not a perfect man, but perfect for this job. And I believe also inspired by God to help save this nation against those who are seeking to destroy it. Trump needs your support, and he may need your help. So be ready. Get prepared. Be ready to help defend this nation. Be ready to support your commander-in-chief. The day is coming. Read my website, civilwar.news. Also, newstarget.com. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. Make America great again. Support our president. Defend our borders. And root out and boot out the treasonous traitors who are trying to destroy this nation from within. Thanks for listening. Learn about the benefits of cacao, cacao nibs. Learn about astaxanthin, learn about resveratrol or sulforaphane from broccoli sprouts or cruciferous vegetables. All of these nutrients and superfoods and much more are available now at healthrangerstore.com. But most importantly, we are the only online retailer in the world with an in-house ISO-accredited laboratory. We test what we sell. We test for heavy metals. We test for bacteria. We test for glyphosate, herbicide, and increasingly, pesticides. We have clean nutrition. HealthRangerStore.com. If you want clean supplements and incredibly potent superfoods that can enhance and protect your health, HealthRangerStore.com is where you find it.